The music cue that you just heard, we like to call that the heartbeat of the stateside theme music. That song and our new sound was composed by Ann Arbor Ypsilanti native Kendall Tucker, who performs under the name 14KT. KT lives in Los Angeles and joins us now from California. KT, welcome to Stateside.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. It feels good to be here. I'm smiling right now.
I can hear it. You had a traditional music education in piano and upright bass, but I understand that your performing career started with writing rhymes and performing more as an MC. When did you start thinking about building hip-hop tracks sort of as composition?
I think it was like a natural progression. I just loved hip-hop music when I was young. You know, I listened to hip-hop in the 80s, actually. You know, I'm a little bit older. And then when it got to the 90s, I started to create the things that I love. So I just started to just play around and write rhymes and with my friends. And after a while, you want to get better. You start studying all the classic songs that you listen to that you like, and then you just kind of try to emulate them. So that's kind of where it starts. Like, you want to emulate them until you find your own voice.
What were your tools when you were getting started?
All I had was a dual tape deck. That's it. You know, when I started production, I did what they call now. We didn't know what they were called back then, but they were called pause tapes. And these tapes where you just take a dual cassette tape deck.
On the old boombox.
Yeah, on the old boombox with the little mic jack on there.
Yes.
And I would just, you know, I would just kind of like rap into headphones, broken headphones. And I would just rap over different beats that I would record off the radio or records or something on a cassette. And that's kind of all the equipment I had.
You have some relatively recent work that came out in May in the form of the album For My Sanity. But the track that we've obviously been playing a lot around here is the new Stateside theme song. I wanted to ask you a little bit about composing a track and breaking it down for us. When you sit down to put tracks together, could you talk a little bit about how do you layer different sounds?
How do I layer sounds? I usually start with what I call skeletons. They're like skeleton tracks where it will be very minimal. It might just be me playing a piano, and I might have like a drum rhythm, and I'll play bass, you know, like a bass line, just to kind of bring out the melody a little bit more. And I'll leave it there and kind of sit with the idea and think about what other instruments would fill the space or sound good filling the space. And once I think of those instruments, then I try to think of a friend of mine, or if it's something I can play, or someone I know, and what style they have of playing that would fit with the rest of the music that is there. Let's take a song called Sunday's Yellow off the record. I started that record, this is a good example of that, because I started that record actually with the drums and the piano melody. So I just had drums and a piano melody at first, and that was all I had. And then I recorded the bass track and kind of sat with it for a little bit, and I wanted it to sound more grand. And I actually got some advice from my mom. She listened to it, and she was like, "You need some horns on here. You know, you need some trumpets." So I was like, "Hey, you might be right." So I caught up one of my friends. His name is Farnell Newton. And
wait, what? Farnell Newton from Portland, Oregon.
Yep,
he's correct. My neighbor. I just moved here from Portland in November.
That's so
I'm
wild.
Sorry,
yeah, Farnell.
That's crazy. I didn't know that was Farnell on that track.
Yeah, Farnell and I have known each other for a while. We kind of send music back and forth from time to time. Yeah, so I reached out to him.
He's toured with Jill Scott as her trumpet player, and he's worked with Bootsy Collins.
Correct, man. He's a phenomenal trumpet player. Yeah, I asked him, I reached out to him, and he was like, "For sure." And exactly what he sent me back was like perfect. It was just absolutely perfect.
When you get to the point where the all the elements are together, and you need to sort of pull it into its final form. What would you say you're going for? How do you know when enough is enough?
That's the key question for artists. Sometimes you don't know, you know, because you're like, you wonder if you need more, or if you're doing too much. And I usually press play and let the track loop, like be on a continuous loop, and I keep listening to it. And you know, after 15 minutes of listening to it, sometimes things stand out to you. Sometimes it feels like I don't need to add anything else, and sometimes you feel like, hey, a vocal needs to go there, or there needs to be a part in this section here, and they kind of pop out to you the more you listen to it. But for me, I feel like if I play it continuously and I feel like I don't need to add anything else, it just feels like it's done, it feels good, I leave it, because you can sit there and nitpick at it all day and add and change. But sometimes you just have to know, like, it feels good. Let me leave it where it's at and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Could we just take the Stateside theme as an example? I wanted to know what you start with. Do you remember the first recorded piece that you laid down?
It was a process, creating the theme. It actually, it started with about 5 ideas. From those 5 ideas, the Stateside staff gave me, you know, feedback on all 5, but there was 2 in particular that they liked. And then from there, we just kind of chiseled the idea until it became something that worked well for the show. It was very challenging because I've never created music that way, especially under certain time constraints. So it was very interesting, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun to do. The most difficult thing with creating the theme was, you know, I've never created music for, you know, someone to just, you know, I know it sounds weird because I write rhymes, but in the news realm is kind of interesting because there's so many different topics that you talk about. So to create one piece of music that's kind of neutral for different topics that you talk about is kind of a little bit difficult to do when you're creating it. But so I had to try different ideas to see what works, you know.
Something that works equally well in like a very serious breaking news situation, or possibly a very sad story, or something with a little more levity in it.
Yeah.
Well, we think it totally works.
Yeah, it does, man. Like, I listen to the show a lot, and it makes me smile because it's like, wow, like, it, regardless of what you talk about, it still, like, feels hopeful. Even if it is, like, a serious story, it always ends, like, with a question or, like, what's going to happen next, you know? So I kind of like the vibe of how it works with the show.
Well, KT, thank you so much for talking with us, and thank you so much for all your work.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Kendall Tucker performs as 14KT. His latest release is called For My Sanity.